Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 4th, episode 759, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Freestyle Friday here on Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Glenn. It's a pleasure to be here on a 6 a.m. on a Friday.
Woohoo! Yeah, I know. And I heard the baby in the background. So baby Luke's up and around.
Yes.
Morning.
Apparently, baby gets up as soon as I leave. As soon as I need Chad to watch him, Lucas is wide awake. So it doesn't help when Chad is up till like 2 a.m., you know, night flying and stuff like that. So what are you going to do?
Well, and you're going away this weekend. You're going to see the in-laws. And I assume that they're very excited to see the baby for the first time.
Yes. And you know what's really cool is actually Chad's mom has been in Northern California. We're going to Oklahoma, which is where they live, but his mom's been in Northern California tying up some loose ends after his grandfather's passing or her dad's passing, and so just getting everything organized. And she's actually flying through Phoenix to get back to Oklahoma. Well, we're on her flight and she doesn't know it. So we're just
going to
show up. I know. I just like to freak out old people, you know? Like, let's give them all heart attacks.
that's really cool. That never happened.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, we were able to kind of find out. And she's on Southwest, so we'll be able to sit with her, too. So, pretty cool. Pretty awesome. We're excited. Which
reminds me, I got
chicken.
Babysitter there, boy. Here you go.
You have fun
for the next 2 hours.
We're actually going to sit in the back of the plane. If you want this seat up here, we'll give you the baby.
She can then be that person with the baby on the plane.
I think it's genius. I think it's genius.
That's kind of genius, actually. Hey, another thing that was genius was I saw that you were partly responsible for a very funny post over on Horse Nation that has gotten a lot of hits.
Has it really? I didn't even see how many hits
it's up to almost 6,000.
What?
Yeah. Tell us about how that happened.
You know, if you've ever heard of dog shaming, it's where, you know, you see a picture of a dog and there's a sign in front of it like, I ate my mother's slipper, and then there's the chewed up slipper right in front of them. So,
yep.
They did some horse shaming, and they asked for submissions for horse shaming, pony shaming, they call it. And so, you know, being that I have a handful of horses and every one of them needs to be shamed for something because they're all ridiculous, I decided with some of my students to create the pony shaming signs and take the photographs and send them in. So we've got, and they didn't even post all of them. Like, I have 6 horses, and the only one who's perfect that didn't get shamed was Duke, Chad's horse, and the horse we got from the listener. He's the only perfect one. The rest of them, ridiculous. So
they're very funny.
Yeah, the one that is Joey, it's him standing in the cross ties looking rather depressed. And the sign says, I broke the cross ties 3 times, Joey. Well, since this photograph was taken, he's now broken 4 times. So he just doesn't prefer to be kind of, you can tie him straight tie all day. The problem is he goes to scratch himself and yanks it really hard and breaks it. I don't know, you know, who knows. Then there is the one of the pony, and you can time this perfectly because he does it every single time, and it's a little white appy pony. It's a POA. His name is Jacob. He belongs to one of my students, and we took the picture, and it says, I roll in the mud after a bath. Jacob. And Jacob does roll, and there's a photo of him rolling in the mud after a bath. So keep in mind that he's supposed to be a gray pony, so that he's completely almost black. Let's see, then the next one that I sent in was Chili Pepper stealing alfalfa from Duke. It says, I steal alfalfa from my neighbor's Chili Pepper. And there's actually a picture of Chili Pepper reaching underneath the fence, stealing hay from Duke. And Duke is pinning his ears, looking so mad. So those are the ones I sent in. There is one of Jet and there is one of Edward coming probably in the next group.
Okay, good. Well, that was very good. It was very clever. Very clever.
They had
some really good posts this week, actually, and we'll talk to her more about it. There's a couple I want to talk to her about when she comes on Monday. They had some really fun ones this week. So we'll talk about that coming up. Jennifer, speaking about coming up, what's on today's show?
On today's
turn on
Kentucky
your mic
Performance
there
Products.
You go.
I'm here. Yes, I am. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition. A nothing is surer than death and taxes list for horse people will be on the ticket today. And after that, Tammy Sarantz is here with an update on what it's like for a world champion to come have a comeback after almost a year out of the saddle. And she's also going to bring us an update on what's going on at Road to the Horse, where Horses in the Morning will be attending in 2014. And Really Bad Ads is riding drag today, ready to push the stragglers along into the weekend. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Very good. Daily Win. I actually have 2 birthdays that I have to wish a happy birthday for, and we're going to play this for both of them. First one is a listener happy birthday. Colleen Peachy would like to
Colleen.
Wish a happy Colleen would like to
what
wish
is
a
wrong
happy
with you in the old?
Would like to wish a happy birthday to her sister Lorraine, whose birthday was yesterday, and she's also a listener. So happy birthday, Lorraine! And also, it's Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets' birthday today. So happy birthday to Lindsay.
All right, well, I have 2. One goes to Black Caviar. Man, she got her 3rd straight Horse of the Year title, and she's already retired. So she retired last April and still won Horse of the Year for this year. She was the also named champion sprinter for the 3rd straight year. So she just cleans up in the Horse of the Year category. For Australia, the national award ceremony were yesterday in Melbourne. So, of course, she retired 25 for 25, 15 Group 1 victories. I bet she's going to win next year, Glenn. I mean, she needs to win for, like, the next 4 or 5 years, just straight.
In absentia. We'll just
exactly.
Use her time for the previous race, and she'll still beat them all.
Exactly. You just put her on the ballot, and she'll get voted in next year. She has to. I have 1 more.
Okay.
The next Daily Winnie goes out to the owner of a proud owner of a brand new Bison, a Loom Sport horse trailer that is 8 foot short wall, 3 horses. Oh, I sold it, Glenn. I sold it.
And I assume you're the proud owner.
No, that's the one I sold. I haven't found one I want yet, but that's another story. So, yes, somebody came yesterday.
Oh, you sold it. I thought you said you stole it. You sold your trailer.
Yes.
Good job. And, well, that didn't take long, actually.
No, it took less than 2 weeks, and we didn't get any bites on it, so we dropped the price after the first week, and then all of a sudden, Wednesday, all these people called. One person in another state wanted to buy it sight unseen. I'll send you a deposit, whatever I need to do. I want it. Then this other dude who lives on the east side of town, which is like an hour and a half away, he's like, I want to come, and I'll see it Tuesday, and I know it's the one I want. And then this lady that lives freaking down the street came over that day and gave me a check yesterday morning. actually transferred the money into my account. Let me tell you, when you sell something for $20,000, granted we paid $20,000, so it's not like we made money, but when somebody gives you $20,000 and puts it in your checking account, something very scary happens. Something very dangerous.
You did not go on to equestriancollections.com immediately, did you?
I'm glad I'm leaving town, because otherwise I'd be on Craigslist, on Cantor, Arizona. I would be on Equestrian Collections, Fit of Britain, anything I can find. So I think immediately
no
I need
shopping.
To transfer that money to my husband's account, because it's burning a hole in my brain right now.
Remember, you got to buy a trailer. You're going to need one. You won't be going anywhere. So
I know. Whew. It's just painful, though. Painful.
So now you can go trailer shopping. That's fun.
Yes, yes. Well, we have been, and what we want is so particular. Hey, I'll just throw it out into the world. I'm looking for an 8 foot wide. Yeah, 10 foot short wall, 8 foot wide, 3 horse trailer. So if anybody has one, they want to sell it. Send me an email, jamie@horseradionetwork.com.
And I want the quarters to have granite countertops and the pool bathroom and a queen size bed with satin sheets.
Yes, and a massage chair. Yes, for those.
I forgot that.
Difficult days.
And a separate soundproof room for the baby, if you could arrange that too.
We could convert one of the horse stalls to the baby room.
There you go. Put them in the back. Who needs heat and air conditioning in Arizona?
Yeah, right. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. It's one of the better ones I've had. You can travel by go too.
Hey, I got a list for you. I know you have one too. Jennifer sent me this list the other day, and I modified it. So this is a Glenn modified list. It was the laws of cause and effect, and like Murphy's laws and things like that. Well, it's called the laws of cause and effect. So I changed it to the laws of cause and effect, horsey style. And then at the end, I have a couple of them that I just couldn't change because they were too good. So let's get down to this list. The first one is the law of mechanical repair. And I changed it to the law of sheath cleaning. After you start cleaning your horse's sheath, your nose will begin to itch and you'll have to pee.
So true.
That nose thing is true. Anytime you're doing something with grease or goo, your nose is going to itch every single time. The law of gravity. Any tool, sharp metal object, or horseshoe nail, when dropped, will roll into the deepest sand. And you'll never see it except in your horse's foot again. That's when you'll discover it the second time. The law of probability. The probability of being watched while riding is directly proportional to the success of the ride. Think about it.
Like, how do you mean? Like, you're going to fail if you're watched and you're going to have your best ride ever if nobody's
watching? No, when you're having your worst ride ever is when there's 10 people watching.
Yes.
When you're having a great ride that nobody's watching. Isn't that true?
Yes. That's what I said. Exactly. Okay. Totally true.
Doctor's law. If your horse doesn't feel well, you debate calling the vet. And by the time you call the vet, your horse will feel better. But don't make the call and your horse will be sicker. Don't we all fret about, is this a vet call or not? You know, you always have that debate. gashes. Some are pretty clear when your horse is gashed and bleeding everywhere, but some he's just feeling a little off. Maybe if I wait another day. Are we the only ones that do, that goes through their mind?
No, because you know now officially you cannot get a vet to come out to your house and leave without spending $300.
That's right. That and getting your car repaired seems to be $300 too. Anytime you bring that in.
Exactly. So if it's something like they can wait a day, like it's a tiny scratch. And my problem is that I call the vet a lot. Like if it depends on which horse it is. Whether
you might get some emails on that one. But let's be honest, that's true of everybody who has a lot of horses.
Well, when you have six horses stand in the backyard and your prize event horse is a little bit off, then you call the vet. But if Joey, my $50 rescue, who gives two lessons a week, he's a little off, I'm like, it's an abscess, it'll blow. <That'd be laughs> all right. He can limp around for a couple of days. It's true. And if you want to send me an email, go for it. I don't care. Bring it on.
It's true. It is true, though. The variation law. If you change traffic lanes while hauling a trailer, the one you were in will always move faster than the one you are in now. And that's true. Works every time. Yep, and that's true of Walmart. I was in Walmart the other day, and Jennifer and I were in, and I'll tell you what. Why do I always get the lane where there's something that will not check out with the person in front of me? And it takes 25 minutes for somebody to run to the back of the store. I always get that lane. And then I look at the people beside me who are already out the door, and they got in line after me in the next lane.
That's a you problem.
Yeah. The law of close encounters. The probability of meeting someone you know in the store increases dramatically depending on how much horse crap and snot you have on you. That's true?
Yes.
The dirtier you are.
Yeah, you always see somebody you know when you look your worst. It doesn't matter, that's horses true. Or not. It just, I'll go to, you know, the Walmart here because that is the one place in the world you definitely do not need to dress up. And I've got baby spit on my shirt. I've got horse crap on my shoes. And I'm like, oh, go to the Walmart. Nobody cares. And you run to the Walmart and your husband's boss is in there like, hello, Macy Jennings. And you're like, seriously? Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's funny.
That's
we had
when you
a,
see
a
your
friend?
Ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Bitch, please, I'll kill her.
The law of biomechanics for horses and humans. The severity of the itch is inversely proportional to the reach. You see those horses just trying to scratch that spot they can't reach, and they're going for it with 110%. Happens to humans.
You know what? I have the sweetest husband in the world because Jet actually rubbed up and back down the chain link fence like a cat and hooked his shoe around it and pulled the chain link down, okay? Totally fine, didn't have a scratch on him. So my husband gets out there and puts in a scratching post, a big, giant, like cements it into the grass a couple weeks ago, cements it into the ground where the horses, just they can rub back and forth without destroying the fence. Do you think for 1 second Jet has come within 20 feet of that giant monster
no,
in the pasture? It is the most frightening. I have treats, and I stand next to the scratching post. He won't even come get the treats. And this is the horse who rips hinges off doors for food. So I don't get it. I don't get
it. He goes to the same school of scratching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? The cat, you know, we buy all of this. And by the way, a scratching post for a cat is like $30 or $40 now in the store. So you buy the scratching post, and he still does it on the couch. The scratching post is right beside the couch. He wouldn't even have to get up, and he could scratch on the scratching post. But nope, got to rip holes in the couch.
Yeah, one it's part. To the point now where if I pick something up, my cat runs away. Because he knows I'm going to throw it at him.
The coffee law. As soon as you grab a cup of coffee, your horse will do something that requires your attention just until the coffee turns cold. And that's true of almost anything involving coffee.
I always get a cup of coffee right before the show starts, and it's always still sitting directly in front of my nose when the show ends. Full.
I can drink any of it now. The Murphy's Laws of Lockers, there are only two people in a locker room, they will have adjacent lockers. And that just seems to be true. When I used to go to the gym, it was like there were two people in there, and we were right side by side. Happened every time.
I'm sorry. And one of them is always naked, and it's not you.
Yeah.
There's always this creepy naked guy or naked girl in the gym. There's this woman at the gym I used to work out that just, I think she just hung out in the locker room naked all the time. She never worked out.
I didn't know that happened in the women's locker room. It happens in the men's, but I didn't know it happened in the women's.
It's not the naked lady that you think, okay? It's the old, overweight, probably, you know, from another country, and they haven't worked out their entire life, and they just want to go somewhere and be naked.
Yeah. That's in horse world, that's the law of parking lots. You get to the horse show first before anybody else, and the sun's not up. The very next person who pulls into the parking field will park right next to you, even though they have 30 acres to choose from. Right next to you.
Yeah, and they'll be too close, too. They'll be too close. You can't even get your horse out in time in the trailer.
Three-year-olds.
And they'll be naked. And they'll be naked.
And I'm just saying this right now because you probably are going through this because you're still losing the baby weight. Brown's Law of Physical Appearance. If the clothes fit, they're ugly. And we can just let that one go. Think about that one.
There's,
Oliver's Law.
I got to tell you on a side note that I started a diet. And this is the first diet I've been on in my entire life. And my husband is also on it, too. And I have to tell you guys, I think I should write a book because I made up this diet. I created it. And so far, it's been very successful. And I want you to think about this, Glenn. I am on what is called the no seafood diet. Okay? And the no seafood diet, I don't eat seafood anyway because I'm a vegetarian. But you're not allowed to eat anything that starts with the letter C.
Okay, so chocolate's out.
Chocolate. And shocking how many things start with letter C. Chocolate, cookies, cake, chips.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Cheese.
See, they're all that. That's the five main food groups right there.
I know. Dude, I'm starving to death, but I'm losing weight. And like the past
you're already
week,
a vegetarian, and now you're on a diet. How's that go?
I know it. It's horrible. But the problem is of being pregnant, I was eating like, let's just bake a cake or a dozen cookies after dinner. And then I would eat a dozen cookies. So cookies, cakes, chocolate. We went to Starbucks the other day or one of those coffee places. And I was like, ooh, that croissant looks, dang it. You can't even have that.
Starbucks spells it with a K. You're safe.
So when you're eating, I want you guys to start. Yeah, I wish I would start looking around at food that you're eating and realize if it starts with the letter C, you probably shouldn't eat it. Carrot cake is the double C, so definitely the double C's are out.
Oh, you know, Jennifer, you're okay because donut starts with a D. You're fine.
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I have two more here, or one more. As soon as you find a product that you really like, they will stop making it. That has happened to me more in life. There's something I find that, you know, I've been looking for that particular one my entire life, and then they stop making it. Or there's a food product that you find that you really like, and then they don't make it anymore. But I want to hear about yours. You have a list, too, and it's the most expensive sports to play.
Yes, the most expensive sports to play, and without a doubt, of course, horses had to be on that list.
They
now,
had to be on there.
This is from the website TheRichest.com. I don't know if it's a sarcastic The Richest or is it supposed to be funny because they're actually pretty funny. So like, it starts out with if you think you've played just about every sport in the world you can take part in, think again. Unless you're a multimillionaire, these are the 10 most expensive. Number 10 is equestrianism. Equestrianism.
That's a sport, equestrianism.
Equestrianism, and they say that this is one of the sports included in the Olympics, dressage, show jumping, and eventing. It says a dressage horse is one that can perform and dance music while it retains its posture. In the event that you can't afford to get such a horse, what you will not have is the time to train it yourself. So a person of average financial standing will not be able to buy a horse like that. Now, the next one is number 9, is also a horse sport, and it's polo. And it says, as mentioned above, it's true, a normal person may have means to purchase a horse. How about several horses, specifically a team that can go into polo competitions? That's right, and I love this. You need several of them to take part in this sport because you will need to change horses a few times during a game. If you do not, the horses are highly likely to die. Oh my God. So if you don't change your horses and have a team of horses, they're going to die, which probably is true. The next, number 8, is Formula One racing, which are those little weird race cars. To start things off, you need about $190,000. That's just to get into the circuit series. And then, of course, you have to have the car. Sailing is number 7 because in terms of transportation, it says there are a lot to choose from, but it requires a significant amount of upkeep, and you have to have a lot of money to burn on a superfluous boat. Number 6 is modern pentathlon. And I'm thinking, I don't think I've done any of these but the equestrianism. So maybe you have access to a horse, or you may own a horse. You also live near a body of water. You may also have access to own a stretch of land where you can run freely. You also have a gun. But how about fencing equipment and the required amount of land to be able to do everything? If you don't, you cannot take part in a modern pentathlon. So you have to have a horse, a gun, a pool, somewhere to run. I love it. Fencing equipment. The next one is 5, wing suiting. Have you seen this wing suiting thing?
Yeah, that's the one where they kind of like fly, jump off a building and fly like a bird.
Yes.
And they have the big suit, and it looks like they're just one big wing.
It looks like you're a giant bat, yeah, like Batman.
Yeah,
so it says for $2,500, you can get the full wingsuit, complete with pockets and custom colors. So why is it on the list? Because you need money to pay for skydiving lessons, order high-quality skydiving gear, travel on air, and fly in a plane. So I guess they jump out of planes a lot with these wingsuiting things. They're crazy. Bobsledding is number 4. In order to bobsled, you need to be in a place that gets cold. You also need 3 other people to join you. After this, you have to have access to bobsled runs, and then you have to have the money to buy an extremely expensive piece of bobsledding equipment. If you fail to get any of these requirements, you cannot bobsled. Number 3 was hot air ballooning. Number 2 was ski jumping. And number 1 was the Wattangia Festival of Speed. That is where they hold the New Zealand Helicopter Championship events. So basically, in order for you to join the competition, you have to have a helicopter. This means you need millions of dollars of spare money to burn. So we're not doing really well on any of these, Glenn. I don't see us bobsledding anytime soon. Maybe,
no.
There are 3 of us. Maybe we can find a 4th. Lean.
I don't see me in helicopter races either. Maybe your husband. But they'd have to be government helicopters, and the government shut down, so that ain't happening either.
Well, trust me, the last place he will get in is a helicopter. He says No, he goes, because those things, he goes, if they stop, they just fall. You can't even, like, kind of cruise them down. Anyway, yeah. I think he could land a plane that doesn't run anymore, but he's like, those things just drop out of the sky. No thanks. Like, oh, I'm never getting in a helicopter ever again now. Thanks.
I like helicopters. I think they're cool. But he does have a point. You know, I've seen a lot of hot, you know, I always kind of have this thing about hot air balloons. Have you ever been up in one?
In a hot air balloon, no, definitely not. I don't, again, he says
no.
There's never have any control of that either.
No, well, that you really can't. You, at least a helicopter, you can kind of steer it, you know, when it's going. Even when it's working right, you have no control over the balloon.
You know,
that's kind of scary.
Phoenix has a lot of helicopters, hot air balloons that fly around, and you see them all the time, and they're always out zipping around in the mornings. And when they need to land, they just land, and people land them in the desert. And the odds of them landing on a giant cactus are really good. So imagine you're coming down for a crash landing. They land them in fields full of cactuses. No, thank you. No, thanks. I'm good.
Hey, speaking of lots of money to do things, I went to therichest.com. It is Freestyle Friday, so who cares? I went to therichest.com and Instagram. I bookmarked this website. It's fun. They really talk about people buying how many times has Donald Trump filed bankruptcy for his casinos and stuff? Well, he just purchased a $90 million island. You know, he's got some money left. I know. And then they had the article on the top female actresses in TV right now. And Sofia Vergara is number one, by the way, in Modern Family. She is leading the way with $11 billion. And then a horse girl, Kaylee Cuoco of The Big Bang Theory, is second with $10 million a year and on down the list. So we do have a horse girl in the top two of the top earners on for female actresses.
She was just on The Voice, Kaylee Cuoco. I love her. Her sister tried out for The Voice, and her sister
is
her personal assistant. Her sister is her personal assistant. So they had Kaylee on there with her sister, and she was, like, in the room cheering her sister on, and her sister made it through. So you're going to see Kaylee probably a lot more throughout the season.
Now I might have to watch it.
I know. You should watch it. It's the best show on TV. It makes me sad on Wednesdays because it's not on. It's only on Mondays and Tuesdays. And on Wednesday, I go through withdrawal. I love this show.
Yeah, it is your favorite show now, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Chad's actually like, this is a good show. It's really good. I wonder if our first guest watches The Voice. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out right after this commercial. We'll be right back.
Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
I wish I had had time this morning to put some Western music together, some gunfire, you know, all that kind of stuff. For Tammy Sarasa of the Western Radio Show. We haven't had her on in a while. Good morning, Tammy.
Hey, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you? I know this is
good.
Early
that
for
was kind
you.
Of Texas
you,
for an Australian, you, wasn't it?
So how are you doing? I think we talked to you. You were just starting to get back into riding, and your health was getting a little bit better. So give us an update.
Yeah. You know, when I first came back to the competition arena after my head injury, everyone was really nice to me. I'd kind of come in, and they'd be like, "Oh, bless your heart," you know, all this kind of stuff. And they felt really sorry for me. And then I won 3 major competitions already. So it's not so much poor little girl with a helmet anymore. Things kind of change when you go in and do good.
Hey, Tammy, we have a lousy connection with you. Can you try giving us a call back?
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, give us a call back.
Okay.
Did you guys hear that? That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
You have to tell Jamie about how fast your pony can trot.
Oh, I need to know. Yeah, I'll tell you that while Tammy's giving us a call back. So I've been ground driving him, and he's doing really well with that. I think I don't have to do too much more of that. We're waiting for the cart and the harness and everything. So,
awesome.
But I was ground driving him, and he loves going in between trees and obstacles. He doesn't care. So, but he's never trotted. We haven't given, and, you know, part of it is we haven't been pushing him. He was starving to death, you know, so we weren't pushing him to trot and pushing him to canter and all that stuff. So he, yesterday I'm out working by myself in the back field, and I'm coming back toward the barn, and all of a sudden he picks up a trot on his own, and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. I'll just trot along with this, and we'll let him trot. Well, I discovered very quickly that his trot was turning into much, much faster, and I didn't have any control at all. But I can tell you what, that little boy has developed some strength. He'll be able to pull a cart down the road, no problem. I took all I could to get him stopped. I had to do the right turn and keep turning him right until he finally just, you know, got confused and stopped. But, yeah, the little boy can move when he wants to. So now his little ruse is over. You know, I can't trot. I don't know how to trot. Well, that's done now. Now we know he knows how to trot. So
that's awesome.
So, yes, my little boy can trot, and he can move very fast when he wants to. When he's heading back towards the barn and lunch, he moves very fast. So,
it's amazing how hackneys all of a sudden, they can trot so fast anyway, but the fact that they head back to the barn, yeah, they're ponies still.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's starting to show his hackneyness a little bit now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is coming out a little bit. Tammy, we have you back. Let's see if it's any better.
Hey, how's that, Glenn?
That's much better. You were sounding all garbled and muffled before. So
isn't that funny? I was on a landline, and I was like, I won't call on my cell phone. I'll call on my office landline, and now I'm back on my cell phone. Technology.
They're making it so much better now.
Oh, awesome.
Well, tell us, you were starting to tell us about your comeback, so start over with it.
Yeah. The first couple of competitions, and the first one, you know, it was really emotional, and everyone rallied around me and walked me up to the end gate and was cheering, and everyone was really supportive. And as soon as I got there, everyone was like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry about your accident, and, you know, bless your heart, all that stuff. And my horse came back amazing from the rest, and he's won 3 major championships this year. So, when I show up now, Glenn, it's not so much, oh, bless your heart. It's like, damn.
Damn, Tammy's back.
So it's been kind of funny.
Awesome.
They're not
all sweet little Tammy.
Yeah, that's
heart.
That was the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now they're like, oh, she's back. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yes. So, it has been hard even for someone like me that's gone out and won a lot of world championships in my sport. Getting back is difficult, and it's a mental game, and you're constantly going, okay, Tammy, it's okay, you'll be okay, you know. It's just a good thing that I'm so scared of losing. It's my motivation.
Yeah, I'm scared of losing. That never stopped me. I was always very successful at it.
not me. I'm pretty competitive, so... actually showed the other weekend at the State Fair of Texas and saw the big new techs they unveiled. So then after that, jumped on a plane, had a clinic, and went to Kentucky, and kind of looking at the facility for Road to the Horse, which starts in March next year. So I put on my Facebook wall, Glenn, I'm like, had a tour of Haggard Equine Medical Institute at the Kentucky Horse Park. And they call this work? You know, love my job.
Well, now you also proved something, and Jamie will like this. You also proved something in the Western shooting ring, and that's you can wear a helmet and win.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, when you're different, I'm the only one, and like, you know, the major championship I won, there was about 80 people. The only one in a helmet, and I'm kind of quite self-conscious of it, I have to admit, because I'm the only one in a helmet. But when you go out and win, I mean, who's laughing now?
you just got beat
with a girl and a gun in a skirt wearing a helmet. Great job.
No mess with her.
So, yeah, but you know, it's difficult. The next shoot I went to, I left Handsome at home, and I took a brand new horse for me, just the exhibition, and loped through, and that was more difficult wearing the helmet, because then I was a person in a really high division taking it really slow in a helmet, and I was like, I just don't feel so cool, you know. But you've really got to sit there and say, look at the journey I've gone through. You know, there was a point in my time after the accident, I couldn't talk and I couldn't leave the house. And now I'm on my horse and I'm showing again, and I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure I'm safe. And that's kind of what you've always got to think, you know.
Now, you're obviously in a very noisy sport. You're doing mounted shooting. And
Not good for athletes.
You had a head injury. Does it bother you? Does the noise bother you?
Yeah, it really does. And I wear ear protection. And you know what's really hard? You can't wear those big, heavy industrial earplugs with a helmet because it all doesn't fit.
No, you can't put them over top your helmet. You know what you need to do? You need to have a helmet custom designed for you that has earplugs built in.
That would be good. And I've actually designed some stickers to go on my helmet. When I'm bored on conference calls for work, I will design fun stuff in Photoshop. And I've designed some really cool stickers that says, laugh at my helmet and I'll shoot you on the back.
I like that one.
Girl's got to have a sense of humor.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Put some bullet holes on it.
Well, how's the Western radio show going? And then we'll talk a little bit about Road to the Horse.
The show is great. We had one of my favorite shows we recently had that if people wanted to go back and listen to was a show about bits and from a bit maker. And he talked about, you know, we all hear about the balance of the bit and this doesn't work on this horse and that doesn't work on that horse. And we kind of really got into how bits work and why are they balanced. And, you know, I learned a lot in that show. I loved that show. That's probably one of my favorite shows so far. I kind of, you know, you kind of think a bit, you know, this one didn't work, I'll try a different one. And this guy made it a science, and I really enjoyed it. I'd love to have him back. So we had him in, and the next show that's going to go up, it's not available yet, but will be hopefully today, was from a gentleman who's an entertainer, and you have to forgive me because I can't pronounce his last name, but you know the guy at the NFR that has that really big Palomino reining horse with a huge long mane and tail? Tomas is his first name. He's coming up on the next show. Tomas.
Okay.
Yep. He's a Chero cowboy, a vaquero, a Chero. After forgive me, I probably got it all wrong, but extremely interesting guy. Talks about, you know, what it took for him to follow his dreams and be an NFR opening act and how to get this bond with this stallion. And so that's coming up this week, and will be really fun. Great show.
I always feel redeemed because, you know, I'm always accused of bringing up food and talking about food on the shows all the time.
Oh, my God.
And
it should be like the Western show and the cooking show.
Because Alan always brings up food, so I always feel better because I'm not the only host on the Horse Radio Network bringing up food all the time. I can count on Alan.
No, and you know what? There's a really good recipe that he brought up the other day. It was asparagus wrapped in bacon, like bundles of 3 or 4 asparagus wrapped in bacon and put in the oven. Doesn't that sound good?
It doesn't. Well, anything wrapped in bacon is good. It just tastes like bacon.
All we got to do is put it on a stick.
That's right. Well, now how about Road to the Horse? We're a media sponsor of Road to the Horse this year, and you said you were over at the Kentucky Horse Park. By the way, there's a lot happening there right now. We've got the national championships for dressage there. We got a big driving competition there this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a ton going on. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to Jamie about this a little bit today, too, so I'll bring it up now, that Lexington has put in a bid for the 2018 World Equestrian Games. As a matter of fact, remember we talked on the show, Jamie, that Canada, they rejected Canada's bid because they didn't have enough government support. So they sent it back and they reopened it. Well, now London, Great Britain has come through with a bid. two from the United States, Wellington, which is kind of a joke. They can't even, they're fighting over getting a one dressage arena in. That's not going to happen. And then Lexington and Canada still. So, you know, what are the chances of getting the World Equestrian game back to Lexington so soon? I think they're very slim. I think that Great Britain and Canada probably has a better shot. But was there any talk of that while you were there?
There was a lot of talk on that, and I wasn't quite sure if that was out yet. It was. We actually, you know, met with a lot of people up there, you know, involved in the horse park, and that came up multiple times. So really, they just kind of got their fingers crossed and waiting to see how it goes. And they said they learned a lot about the last games when they had it here, and they've got all the facilities, so they think they can do, you know, a great job with the games, and they've already got the facilities, so they're definitely making a run for it. I'd like to see it come back. I enjoyed it.
They lost a lot of money on that game, but you're right. The facilities were they spent $80 million on facilities. Well, those facilities are there now, so
exactly,
you know they're not going to
exactly.
They're not going to really have to build anything.
So, and that's kind of exactly what they were saying. So. You know, I would love to see it come back. I stayed there the whole month in Kentucky that it was there the last time and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was the first time we met you, actually, was during that.
Yeah, you came in my living quarters and looked at all my guns.
Yeah, I walked into her living quarters in a trailer, and she said, do you want to see my guns? And out of every compartment, even the shower, underneath the bed, there came guns. Guns everywhere.
You know, the funny thing, Glenn, I had my clinic, and I had about 15, 20 people in my clinic, so I was loading and unloading guns all day, jumped in my living quarters, got changed, ran to the airport, made a flight to Lexington,
going
through security. Yeah, and just I was always had a lot of faith in security until after my clinic, and I had a really quick shower, and I was looking at my hands, and they kind of pulled me aside because I'm one of those girls that has all the bling on the jeans. You know, they're like, man, we need to pat you down. I'm like, yeah, whatever. They're like, do you want a room? I said, I don't care. Just go ahead. And then they said, we're going to have to swab your hands. And I looked at my hands, and in the crack of my palms, I had a black line of gunpowder. And I was like,
oh, geez.
Let me tell you guys. That it's probably going to be flagged. You know, I've just had a bunch of black powder in my hands, and they're like, we don't need to know that. You know, they have no sense of humor there either. So they
don't talk to Jimmy. Don't ever talk.
Don't talk to them, yeah.
They took it to the machine, and it came back clean. And I called Vernon, and I'm like, you know, this is concerning. But I did find out they are actually not looking for black powder. They are looking for any kind of explosive, which, I mean, to me, black powder is still an explosive. But anyway, that's a fact for you. So you can have
If you had been juggling little sticks of C4 before you had done that, then probably that would have picked that up, yeah.
Yeah, but I was concerned. And the only other time I got in trouble at the airport, I just had some injections in my head after my head injury. And I had a ski cap on, a little knitted ski cap, because it made me feel better. And I was flying the Road of the Horse, 2013, and I walked through, and the guy's like, ma'am, take off your hat. And I said, no, I don't want to take off my hat. If they had just told me, ma'am, if you just take off your hat, and it'll be done in like 5 seconds, as soon as it goes through the X-ray machine, I would have kind of seen their point. But anyway, I got pulled aside, and my don't touch your luggage, you know that kind of stuff. And they took me to the room, and they're like, you had to tell them all about my head injury, and then they had to do one of those expensive pat downs. And so anyway, I've learned a lot at the airport, Glenn. So,
yeah, don't be
talk. Take off your hat.
Just shut up.
Yes. Anyway, so
and then you talk, and they hear this Australian Texas accent, and that confuses them. So they're like, oh, I don't even know where this woman's from.
Yeah, well, I had it in my green card flying back a couple of days ago, and I said to the lady, I said, here, this is my green card. I said, I can't find my driver's license. And she said to me, I know it's a green card, and if you have to tell me it's a green card, that's going to flag you. So I got in trouble for that. I was like,
they're just mean. I'm telling you, they're just mean.
Totally mean. So anyway, I the amount of shooting and my green cards kind of it always gets me to something at the airport. So,
have you ever walked in forgetting a gun in your luggage?
You know what I have done, and this will sound really weird, I had a bunch of ammo and some blanks in my makeup bag. And I don't know how they got in there.
Where everybody puts it.
And I was actually on the way to the airport, and I was looking through my little toiletry makeup bag thing, and I found a handful of blanks. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Tammy, really? Check your bags. So that was the only time. And then in Australia, I got into trouble because I had little gum earrings. You know the little crystal earrings you have over here that you put in, the cute little things?
Yeah.
That got me into trouble. I got them, Australia confiscated them. And I'm like, am I going to shoot someone with a crystal? And then I got in trouble for talking. That's the theme of my don't talk.
All right.
So, yeah,
well,
Australia still has my earrings. So,
well,
anyway,
Road to the Horse is coming up. We're excited to be a part of it. And I know that you're covering it. I just wanted to put a plug in for the Western Radio Show. You're doing a lot of interviews over there with the competitors that are doing, that are now training their horses up to be the wild card. So, you can head on over to the Western Radio Show at westernradioshow.com.
Yeah. And, the fun thing about next year, the first year of Roads of the Horse, the first day, March the 4th or 13th, that's free to the public. So if you're around Lexington and you want to watch round one of the Wild Card competition, it's sponsored by Ram, who let us open the doors to the public. So, you know, you can come on down and shop and watch the first day of competition at absolutely no charge.
Very good.
Yep,
and what's the website, Tammy?
RoadToTheHorse.com, and they'll find all the information about dates, hotels, the competitors, and everything on RoadToTheHorse.com.
Very good. Thank you, Tammy, for joining us. Tammy of the Western Radio Show, and congratulations on your comeback.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Congrats, Tammy.
Tammy, so much fun. I can see her being a little ornery at airports. By the way, you're going to fly tonight. Don't do that.
And then to like have the black powder on your hands and be like, but you guys, how could you pass me? This is gunpowder. Like, what's wrong? What are you looking for? No, none of that.
No.
Head
so
down,
yeah,
go through the line. Don't even make eye contact with those people.
Do they search your baby's like carriers and stuff? They must search those too, huh?
Oh, you gotta flip down your baby seat and throw it through the X-ray machine and everything, and then you have to walk with your baby through the X-ray machine. And then those ones, you know, the scanner where you have to put your hands over your head.
Yeah,
I was like,
that.
I am not going through there. We don't know what these things do. I will not go through there. I'm like, you want to pat me down? Bring it on. Come on, touch my boogies. I don't care. You ain't sending me through one of those things. We need to get you a female. I'm like, I don't care, bring a male. I don't care. I'm not going through that thing.
I'm a horse girl. I don't care about stuff like that.
That
doesn't bother me. Hey, we're going to do our song. I've dedicated the song to all of our friends down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, because there's a tropical storm by the name of Karen that may turn into a hurricane. It's got about 60-mile-an-hour winds now. That's heading there, going to hit tonight and into tomorrow. So I have a song that I'm dedicating to you guys, and this is one that is called On the Bayou, and we'll be right back.
Glenn the Geek here. The life of horse person is hard enough, and we all hate doing the required paperwork, and unfortunately many of us never get around to it, and it just piles up on our desk. That is about to change thanks to the Equisketch Records app for your iPhone or iPad. My wife and I use it to track our horses, and we absolutely love this thing. Equisketch Records is the most thorough and complete equestrian records app on the market today. We love this app because you can track your farrier work, your dental, your coggins, medicines, worming, and so much more. And you can get reminders on your device when all of these things are due. You'll never forget a worming or shots or farrier visit again. But it not only tracks your horse, you can also manage your horse shows, including individual events. You can manage riders, including lessons and memberships, and so much more. And you can sync it between your iPhone and your iPad, and all of this for the price of a couple of cups of coffee from Starbucks. Search for Equisketch Records in the iOS App Store or go to Equisketch.com. That's EQUISKETCH.com. Equisketch.com. Well, we wish good luck to all of our friends down there in the bayou, and keep your heads down this weekend and get the generators ready. Well, we are Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and also Coach Jen is in the producer chair today. And this show today is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, Jamie, you back here?
Yes, I'm here, and I have to get something off my chest before we get to really bad ads. And
asparagus.
That sounded like the worst thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
It sounded that way for me too, because I don't like asparagus. If you just wrapped bacon in bacon, I'd be happy.
That's yeah, fun. Throw that in the oven. That is awful too. This is going to knock your socks off. And you know, this weekend I'm going to visit Chad's family, and they are like, you know, the Cleavers. It's like he's the Beeve and they're the Cleavers, and nothing ever goes wrong. They all love each other. Parents been married forever. Two boys, one's a fighter pilot and one's an FBI agent, and you know, the sister's like super mom of three kids, you know, like does crafts, like, you know, it's like an amazing family. So we're leaving today to go visit them, and I hope he's not listening, but last night I get a phone call from my father, and this to me just spells my family versus his family. My dad calls me last night, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, you know, just feeding the baby, cooking dinner. Because it's like 10:30 his time. And I'm like, of course, he calls. I've got to answer because I wonder about health care, whatever. And he's like, well, I said, what's going on with you? Why are you calling me at 10:30? He's like, well, I just wanted to let you know first.
Uh-oh. I'm super good.
Okay. Yeah, I just want you to know I'm going to get married on Sunday, so just letting you know.
And you're not invited?
What? Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, well, I just, you know, we're just going to go ahead and get married just on Sunday. I was like, and nobody's coming to the wedding or anything? And he goes, nah, you came to the last one, and that one didn't go so well. So I'm just going to, we're just going to go to...
It's not your fault, baby.
That's what I said. I go, like, that's my fault. He was like, I didn't mean it like that. I'm like, wait, okay, hold on, stop. I'm glad you took that way, too, because he was like, I didn't mean it like that. I'm like, that's what you said.
That's the first thing I heard.
Thank you. And that's what I heard, too. So, yeah, I get you. So congratulations to my father and his girlfriend, Karen, who are fiancé. I don't even know. Are you a fiancé if your wedding's in, like, a day and a half? I mean, do you even
what, can you? I guess you can get married without being engaged first, right? You just do it. It's eloping,
like,
right?
We just got a friend who's the preacher at our church, and we're just going to go up to him, and he's just going to get us married.
You know what,
though?
When you think about it, if it's your second or third or fourth or fifth or whatever marriage it is, you know, that I really don't want to be invited. Just go do it. You know, you don't have to worry about gifts. Holy crap.
It is your children. It's not like he's going to have, you know, a 300-person wedding, but, I mean, I'm your child. Like... Okay.
You know, to be fair, though, he just had some serious health problems, and he's probably gone, you know, I am running out of time. I just need to get all this done. It makes you think about those things. So, go do it. Good for him. Go get married, Dad. Send Jamie some pictures, though. We did.
Send me a piece of the cake.
No, you can't have that. It's a C.
I'm going to go spend, you're right.
Pay,
I can't
say,
even have
pay attention.
Cake.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. The horse trading.
That's right. It's time. It's time for Really Bad Ads. I don't know that Really Bad Ads is going to be any funnier than the rest of the show today. You can't promise that. So, but anyway, Really Bad Ads is the time of the week that everybody looks forward to when our listeners submit some bad, crappy, awful Craigslist ads. And we take a look at them and poke a little fun at them. And we got some good ones this week. We have some new submitters this week, too. I noticed some new names on the list here today. So we appreciate that as well. And the prizes today are...
On the Really Bad Ads prize table from left to right. First up, horsegroomingsolutions.com has provided a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And next up in the center of the table, a gift pack of products from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are all 100% natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for abrasions, cuts, and scrapes, and the bane of white-legged horses everywhere, scratches. Ask for Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment and salve at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online and purchase at drrosesremedies.com.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to the sponsors who donated the terrific prizes for today's winners. The names we read are not the names of the people who posted the ads in Craigslist. They are the names of our wonderful listeners who have submitted them to us. Linda sent in the first one. Normally, I go out and find one that's kind of interesting but doesn't involve horses. Well, she sent this one, and I had to start with it. It says $800 gelding in Hooper, Utah. Price reduced, like Jamie's trailer was. Price reduced. I only have one butt and two horses, and my other horse needs work, too. This very good-looking gelding, shiny paint job, no dents or scratched, is 12 years old and paper, too. Has cruise control, auto, climate control, heated leather seat. He is 15 hands, necks, reins, backs, and moves off leg pressure. He stands good for farrier, new tires all the way around, and struts, joints, and scowls are all great. Loads in and out of the trailer with no problem. I have been riding him twice a week all summer, and he crosses anything I ask him to. I even have taken him on overnight rides, and he was great. He will walk on with the herd or away from the herd with no problem. Most of the time, I take him out alone. He has a very sweet personality. Please call or text with any questions. He's got a shiny paint job, no dents, and he's got good struts and joints. I like that one.
That's so...
I thought it was clever, actually. $800 is a deal for that one. Go buy it.
And she only has one butt, so she needs another butt.
Only one butt and two horses, yeah.
Now,
Jamie would have to say, I only have one butt and seven horses.
I have 47 horses and only one butt. That's okay. I'm fine with it. I'll keep them all. this one, this falls in the category of unbelievably talented, special, super smart horses. This one's from James. James, we appreciate your submission. The title is Horse for Sale. $475 in Avon Park. I don't know where Avon Park is, but clearly it's where they train horses to be something special. Gelding. Sorrel colored with blaze on forehead. Walks right in circle. Walks left in circle. Walks backwards. An all-around awesome horse. That's it. Sold.
Apparently, this horse only walks in circles. It's going to take you a long time to get anywhere.
It walks backwards, too, which takes you even longer.
Oh, yeah. Does it walk backwards in circles?
That's so funny. That is so funny.
Walks right in circle, walks left in circle. I love that. I love how he had to clarify the blaze was on his forehead. Can there be a blaze anywhere else?
The blaze is not on his rump. It is on his forehead. Thank you.
And by the way, I'm sad to say Avon Park is in Florida. So,
lovely.
Chelsea sent in the following one. Yearling pony filly, very friendly, leads, has had saddle on and been harnessed and hooked up to cart and led. Pixie would be good pony for your kids to play with. She will be 2 years old in April.
Oh,
come and check her out. 2 years old. Had a saddle on and been harnessed.
Pixie's great for children. She's a little stud colt.
Yes.
The only thing else we needed was testicles.
Yeah. Only $200.
What a deal. $200 and the medical bills for your small children that are playing with an unbroke pony. We don't want to talk about. Let's see. Beth Ann Smithington sent this one in. Ostrich, huge male trade or sale. And this one also proudly is in Florida, Linden, Florida. Ostrich, huge male trade or sale. 350-pound, 9-foot tall male ostrich for trade or sale. First of all, how do you weigh an ostrich?
Carefully. Is there an ostrich weight tape?
Do you wrap a weight tape around them? Do you put them on the thing? I don't know. 9 foot tall male ostrich for sale or trade. Interested in dairy calves, cows, household goods, will consider many different items. He is ready to breed and would love a girlfriend if you have one.
Now
wait,
we know
is that
he's...
illegal? Oh, my gosh. Well, I just think no wonder they're trying to get rid of him. He's trying to, like, have sex with everything on their property. They're like, he's 350 pounds. He's 9 feet tall, and he's trying to breed everything. So get him off my property, and I'll trade you for a cow. Whatever.
This ostrich weighs more than my pony. This is one big bird. That's 9 feet tall.
That's crazy. Crazy.
We seem to have a state that is filled with exotic animals that people should probably not own in their backyard. We seem to have a lot of that. It's rampant in Florida.
We need tougher laws. Tougher laws.
Well, there you go, 9 foot ostrich. That's something you don't have yet. Would he fit in the chicken house?
Oh, my God. I would. There's no way I would have an ostrich. Chickens are scary enough birds. I don't need a giant, scary ostrich.
Hathlinger Gelding, $400. This was sent in by Kat. This is in Doniphan, Missouri, right? Yeah, Doniphan, Missouri. Copper is a Buddy Barnes soured 10-year-old Hathlinger Gelding. It's a Buddy Barnes soured 10-year-old Hathlinger Gelding that was broke to ride and drive and then not ridden or messed with for a couple of years. He can and will do it all if you're experienced enough cowboy to make him behave. Otherwise, he is a handful and not a horse you'd want to put your inexperienced little kid on. $400. Well, there's honesty for you, though. This little halflinger is a pain in the butt.
But he can and will do it all if you beat the crap out of him.
That's exactly what that was saying, too. I like how he says Buddy Barnes soured. Never heard quite put that way before.
Yeah, that means he's sour of everything. His friends, yes. His barn, he don't want to go nowhere. He just wants to stand there and eat. Who can blame him? Stacy Ann sent this one in. Palomino Quarter Horse Gelding, $2,000 in the prestigious Brentwood, Tennessee area. This is a steal. Diesel, 7 years old. His name, Diesel, 7 years old. That's his full name, Diesel, 7 years old. That's excellent confirmation. If I was built like my horse, I wouldn't have to go to the gym. They wouldn't let you in the gym if you were built like your horse. He can
That'd be the one I get the locker beside right there.
And they'd be
naked.
If I was built like my horse, I wouldn't have to go to the gym and walk around naked, following Glenn everywhere. He can easily carry any size person. He will give you what he has all day long. He's
That's a scary statement. Read that statement again, though.
To read that statement after we're talking about him following you around the
gym.
He can easily carry any size person. He will give you what he has. Enter music
all
sound.
Day long.
Sound all day long.
Day long.
Dude, this is a PG show. We need to move on. He stands 15 hands. Great trailer. Show horse. He's an easy keeper. I'm selling him because I have two, and I only need one. Does not spook Nick Green. Call Joseph. Joseph! Come here, Joseph!
Amy sent the following. Amy sent the following one in, and I say it every week the last 2 years. Every week, I don't think we can get a trailer that's more unique than the week before. This one definitely qualifies as more unique than last week. This is, and by the way, they're over the price limit that I have allotted to crappy trailers. Amy Tieford sent this one in. And she says it's a one-horse trailer, and it's in McCleary, Washington, and they want $500 for this thing. Now, let me just read it, the ad, and we'll tell you what it is. In restoring process, clean title, lightweight, LED new marine lights, four-prong like on a boat. Apparently couldn't find any that were supposed to be on a trailer. Ramp load, very tall, can easily fit a thoroughbred. One-horse trailer measurements. Now listen to these measurements. Floor to ground, 15 inches. I assume it means underneath. 42-inch ramp. a 6-foot deck. That's the horse space. A 7-foot 10-inch floor. Manger is 1 foot 10 inches with tie ring. Now get the interior width. This is the part I want you to note. The width of the trailer. Well, first, you're going to be looking for an 8-footer, right, Jamie? The width. You want an 8-footer for your new trailer?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This interior width is 2 foot 8 inches.
What?
That's right. It's 2 feet wide. It's going to need a thoroughbred because that's almost, a skinny one. That's almost going to fit in there. The interior height is 7 foot 4. Yes, that's right.
Pre-fattening.
Now, they're open to offers, and they will trade for a horse or cart or a wagon, and or round pen panels. We'll trade for that, too. Now, up in the title, it says $500, and it's down the bottom, it says price will go to $600 if he has to paint it, put tags on it, or add a tack room. Let me describe this trailer. First of all, it appears to be made out of wood. Doesn't it? Doesn't it look like wood?
It looks like plywood.
Yeah, it looks like the sides are plywood. It's sort of air-conditioned in that it does have a roof, unlike a lot of the trailers we see, but it's very open on the sides. The sides are wide open. It's very narrow, only 2 feet. You could probably fit a very, very skinny thoroughbred. But it has something I have never seen on one of our famous two-horse trailers before, and that is instead of having a hitch ball wheel, you know how you crank the hitch? It actually has a full-size wheel. Yeah, underneath the hitch.
Yeah, they basically propped up a tire underneath it to make it stand straight up. But otherwise, this is an awful trailer. It's pointless to have a roof. But what I really appreciate is that they're not trying to sell the blue one located directly behind it. Because that's the winner.
Which is not much better shape than this one.
No.
I wonder how... Do they give you the tire that it's propped up on? Do you think you get that, too? Because you're going to need a prop. There's no hitch thingy. So you're going to need a prop. Yeah. Jennifer, post that whole thing on Facebook. It does need a paint job, too, by the way. But if he has to paint it, the price is going up.
Yeah, because you could not pay me to get tags, paint, and tack room for $100. That's what. Next is paint, tags, and tack room. Price
will
go up to $600.
Tack room?
I'm pretty sure this is like a triangular shaped trailer. Doesn't it look like that? Like it's a pointy in the front?
You know, Jennifer, did you say that they actually was a picture of a horse? This was hooked up to a truck with a horse in it?
They had a picture in the ad of it hitched to a truck with a horse in it. Yeah. And the horse looked really embarrassed. Wow. He was looking around behind him like, get me out of here!
We can't get horses to load in big trailers. How would you get them to load in this? That's a good horse.
I sedated him.
You would have to. Lots of trailers.
Andrea sent this next one in. Flashy AQHA mare, $900 in Flat Rock, Alabama. 2002 AQHA, Palomino-like mare for sale. How are you Palomino-like? You kind of look Palomino, but you're buckskin? Like, what's the deal? Palomino-like mare for sale.
Is that like light mayonnaise? This is a light, light Palomino light?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Broke to ride, trail ridden, has been around cows, gentle and sweet, loads and babes. Would make excellent ranch cow horse. Has that cowy look. Located in Flat Rock, Alabama.
Hey, guys, next time your wife asks, well, how do I look today? Say that they have the cowie look and see how that goes over.
Oh, don't you dare.
It's a cowie look. I don't even think your horse wants to be called cowie.
No. She's got a big butt, basically. Anita sent the next one in to Free Animals Will Take Them. Free Animals Will Take Them. The first sentence, Free Animals Will Take Them. No punctuation. Hi, I live on a 50-acre farm. If you're giving away any animals, no horses or dogs, cats, donkeys have too many. Please call me. Also do buyouts. Looking for chickens, goats, sheep, cows, turkeys, anything with feathers, llamas, alpacas, rabbits, pigs, have lots of pasture cages. We'll pick up. Call Ron. Ron, I've got an ostrich to sell you that is located about 4 or 5 ads up. It has feathers. But I will take any animals except for horses, dogs, cats, or donkeys.
What's he doing with these animals? Because apparently he already has too many horses, dogs, cats, and donkeys. So,
oh, my gosh.
I don't want to think about what he's doing with these animals.
What is a pasture cage? What is a pasture cage?
I don't know. But he'll take anything with feathers, so you're right. I mean, he'll be glad to take that ostrich. He can't sell it for $300.
Exactly. I like the
next one. Uta sent in the following one. Pregnant white horse, $500 in Douglas, Texas. We have a 3-year-old pregnant horse for sale. She was bred by a $3,000 stud horse. I don't know much about horses, but my son wanted one. We are moving and can't take her with us. She is 9 months pregnant and is due in December. Please call if you are interested. Must be able to pick her up. By the way, white horse is a new breed. Have you heard? They have a registry and everything.
Yeah, well, and a white horse is incredibly valuable when it's bred to a $3,000 stud horse.
That's right. They're only asking $500. The baby's worth more.
I know. What the hell? Like, that's the worst ad ever. I don't know what I have. Somebody just come and get it.
Yeah, my son wanted it, and I hate this thing. That's basically what Deb said. Hated this horse the day we got it. And then the next one, Robin sent in, pasture needed today. Not yesterday. I need it today. I need to find some pasture today for short term or long. Right now, just for 2 horses, 2.5 llamas, and a small pen with 3 mini pot belly pigs. Boy, it's exotic animal day. I had a place set up to move them, but the people stopped communicating with me. Why would you put that in there? My herd was supposed to be moved yesterday. Spelled wrong, too. Can pay a small fee for short term or up to $100 for long term, depending on what stock I can have there. But they're not paying much. Please text me as soon as possible if you can help. There's a reason they stopped talking to you. You were trying to find it for nothing. You need to pay more.
What I got out of this, Glenn, if I may, is that this person needs a pasture for 2.5 llamas.
You know, I didn't even notice that.
It's just 2.5 llamas and a small pen with 3 mini pot belly pigs. Now, the other thing is that maybe they stopped communicating because they could not understand what you were saying because every word is misspelled, and you were way too kind to her by actually presuming what she meant to write. Because people is PA play. So people stopped communicating with me as PA play stoked communicating with me, my Haired was supposed to be moved yesterday. Yesterday. So maybe that's why. You have 2.5 llamas and they didn't understand what the hell you said. But if $100 is a large fee for a long-term pasture space, what is a small fee for short-term?
$10. $10 for a month. $10 a month is what they want to pay. For 2.5 llamas. What did you need?
And finally, this one, Colleen Peachy sent this one in, and I like it, and because I need to read it in the way that I believe that the person who wrote it was meaning for it to be written. So the title is Love Horses? ? Westchester. Hi, I like to have 4 horses, ... 1 lease A available on 2 and level 17 hand dressage horse, ... Like grooming and riding, just TLC, ... They are all retired, ... One is rideable and she's like totally elegant and like the most wonderful mover, ... Beautiful private like farm minutes from like Westchester. ... Come and meet like the kindest horses in Chester County, ... No heavy work involved, ... Certified instructor, comma. Lessons available, relaxing, peaceful, environment, .. Ideal for horse lover who wants to be all around great horses. Hope to hear from you soon. /... That
what did you read? I don't even know what you just read. I don't know what you just read.
I don't either. Apparently, I don't know what that is, actually. But that wins the prize for most punctuation, most varied punctuation ever in an ad, ever. Between question marks, periods, slashes, and commas. That was a good one.
I love how she did second. I've never quite seen second that way. She was trying to say second level dressage course, and she wrote 2AND. Second.
One least A available on 2AND level 17 hand dressage horse, level 17 dressage horse. Man, that's impressive.
That's impressive. I've never seen a level 17 dressage horse. I don't even think Totemus was level 17. That's pretty good. All right, let's pick the winners from today's Really Bad Ads. That's up to Jennifer and you. We have a Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Jennifer,
you can jump in here and help out.
I got a good laugh out of Stacey Ann's Palomino Quarter Horse gelding named Diesel. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Let's see, which one is that?
Excellent confirmation, and I don't have to go to the gym.
That gets the grooming tote, in my opinion, because that was my favorite one.
Okay. Grooming tote it is for Stacey Ann gets the grooming tote. And, yeah, that led to a lot of jokes. So, yeah, we have to do that.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack.
Oh, there's some pretty good ones. Anita, I don't know. Let's see. There's so many that. Let's go with.
You know what? If I was going to vote, I would have to say Amy for the trailer. That, you know, I know we gave a trailer away, but that was a classic trailer. That's pretty good. And we already had a comment by Shelley on Facebook that said, "Is it made from painted popsicle sticks?" It's kind of what.
All right, Amy gets it. Amy gets it.
That's
good job, everybody. Congratulations.
Good job, everybody. Thank you for submitting those. We really appreciate it. Jamie has to head off now to visit the in-laws. We'll see you back here, Wednesday? Is it Wednesday?
I will be back on Wednesday with a married father, and hopefully, I'll get a picture or two.
And we'll be back here Monday. Jennifer and I will be back here Monday. We have a lot of cool guests lined up, so we hope you have a terrific weekend. Be safe. Wear your helmets. And we'll talk to you again next week. Have fun this weekend, Jamie.
Bay Knitter and Geld, and thank you, Glenn. I will. I get to put an infant on a plane. I get to have a lot of fun tonight.
All right. Wash the gunpowder off your hands before you go to the airport. Okay?
I know, right? Keep the gun out of my carry-on. Let's do that.
Cake does start with C.